commemorate this occasion, we had the privilege of playing host to four African leaders from Ghana, President Nana Akufo-Addo, President Adama Barrow from the Gambia. We had Professor Alpha Conde from Guinea. We had President George Manuel from Liberia. We had the Vice President, Professor Osibanjo of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And we had Prime Minister Obalo from Guinea-Bissau, amongst other delegations representing various leaders. So this was quite a potpourri of activities. And we feel very highly honored to have had this kind of attendance amidst a major global pandemic, which has been ravaging the whole world.
This year marks the third year following his election to the presidency. What do you think has been the success story? Because some people are saying he has failed to meet the aspirations of Sierra Leoneans for the last 3 years.
I mean, we expect the opposition to say anything and everything virtually. But the fact of the matter is that in the first 1 year of his presidency, President Julius Maada Bio was able to launch a very ambitious free quality education project, which currently caters for 2.5 million kids from pre-primary school to senior secondary school, with all expense paid, including the provision of core textbooks and, in some instances, school feeding programs. We have allocated 22% of our budget to education because the president is very clear. If you want to destroy a country, simply destroy its educational system. And that was done very diligently by the previous administration. Apart from education, we have a major policy shift in agriculture, ensuring, A, that tractors are now given to those who deserve it, to farmers. Farm inputs are now channeled through the private sector. That is not only going to create jobs and opportunities for young people, it's also going to contribute to ensuring food security for the country.
Next 2 years of the presidency before elections, what should the people of Sierra Leone expect from this government?
Like I mentioned, we have a major policy shift in agriculture. We expect a bumper harvest in the next years so that we are able to reduce the importation of rice. Many Sierra Leoneans should be able to have food on their tables. There is also the policy that all government appointees should invest in agriculture. I have a big farm, right? So I now grow what I eat and eat what I grow. It's the same for many members of cabinet. This is a leadership example that has been set by His Excellency the President. So the rest of us are emulating his example. Apart from that, Peter, you know, we have also ensured that we have pressed the reset button to ensure that for the very first time in the history of our country, Sierra Leoneans are able to benefit from their God-given natural resources. Under the leadership of His Excellency President Bio, we have commissioned an airborne geophysical survey, and by that survey, we now have accurate scientific data, razor-edge precision, so that investors can readily be given the much-needed information they require rather than align them to explore for years on end. This is going to put Sierra Leone in the driving seat in the management of our natural resources.
What are some of the measures the government is putting in place to reduce the what some people describe as the high unemployment among the country's youth? Because they say that the situation has become rather difficult and that there are too many youth out there who have been unable to find jobs.
Yes, we have our fair share of unemployment, but a lot of efforts are being made by government to ensure that we ameliorate the situation. For example, youth farms are now being developed in all the 149 chiefdoms across the country. I have been on a tour in the last few days before we got into the independence commemoration mood. Those youth in those communities are grateful that they now have an opportunity to work on their own terms and eke out a living, where possible, sell the surplus to potential buyers. So that is one area we are investing. Again, we have a predominantly youthful population. Many of them do not have the requisite skills that is required by the labor market. President Bio, being a visionary president, has allocated, together in support with support from the World Bank, has allocated $22 million. To a skills development fund to capacitate young men, youth, young men and women with the requisite technical, vocational, education and training to make them eligible for jobs in the labor market, where they could not, they could also learn entrepreneurial skills, which could make them employable to potential employers, or can make the employers of, you know, their compatriots.